Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight at Zika's Guitars, a new series at Zika's Guitars where I'm going to showcase you one guitar that I personally find truly special and I would love to buy it for myself. And the guitar that I would love to showcase to you today is made by the German guitar luthier Stefan Nitschke. Probably you have heard his name many times if you are watching the weekly guitar meetings or if you are into the classical guitar world. Stefan Nitschke was born in 1982 and he started to play classical guitar at the age of 11. And actually after a while he switched to electric and acoustic guitars and was playing those instruments for a while. But at some point he turned back again to the classical guitar because he wanted more from a guitar. He had more demands from an instrument. And in a classical guitar, he saw always a little orchestra in terms of colors, loudness, dynamics, and what an instrument can offer. So that's why he decided to play classical guitar. And actually, he also studied classical guitar. And he's a good classical guitar player. I have heard him a few times. And during his playing career, he always was building also classical guitars. And first, it was more like a hobby. However, his guitars received such a great appreciation from both professional classical guitarists and the collectors, so that at some point he decided to do this profession as his main job. And since then, he's building incredibly great classical guitars. And he also learned the essentials of craftsmanship and artistic standards of high quality instruments by visiting the workshop of Gerhard Oldiges, who is a master guitar luthier and an expert of building very beautiful traditional guitars. And the guitars of Stefan Nitschke are traditionally built guitars. He always loved that tone and the sound of the old masters, such as José Luis Romanillos, Santos Hernández, Ignacio Fleta. And you can see in his guitars, and you can hear it, that he knows exactly how a traditional guitar should sound. And the guitar that I want to show you today is from 2024. And Stefan Nitschke is giving every guitar a name. So he's building very unique guitars. And this one is La Valiente. It means brave. And as you can see, the top of this guitar is a very special cedar. And it looks a bit different than the other cedars that you usually see on the guitars. And this cedar top is crafted from a unique Canadian log, which was recovered in the 80s. And I would say let's have a deeper look into some specs of this guitar, and then I will play a few tones on it. Well, this very unique guitar made by Stefan Nitschke is from 2024. It has a traditional construction. The top is cedar, back and sides Indian rosewood. It comes with a beautiful French polish. And the air body frequency of this guitar is very deep. It's in E. The weight of the guitar is 1,405 grams and it comes with Chris Barnett tuning machines. Thank you. let's talk about the sound, because there is so much to talk about. I think the tone separation and the clarity that I'm hearing on this guitar is very, very rare. I can barely think about some guitars that have such a great clarity like this one. It's like a little orchestra that you can hear every instrument and you can adjust every instrument, in this case every tone, and you can play with colors. I think the colors that this guitar is offering is limitless. And I have to say, it's also a very sensitive guitar. With little movements in your right hand, you can create a completely different color. And this means this is actually a guitar for those musicians who exactly know how to control a traditional guitar. Because, as I said, it's offering so much options. You have to be able to control all these options. And it's also very responsive. I think this guitar is going to have a great projection in a big concert hall. And I think these are the 3 points that I think are highlighting the qualities of this instrument: the tone separation, the colors, and the response. Wow, what a guitar by Stefan Nitschke. Every guitar that he is building is truly a unique instrument. And that's why probably he is also giving name to each instrument. And this was the La Valiente from 2024. It's a brand new guitar. And if you are interested in more information or pictures, you can find the link in the video description. And we are coming to the end of this week's Zika's Spotlight episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please don't forget to leave a like, subscribe to our channel, and of course leave a comment and let me know what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Have a great week and see you soon.